T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There are a lot of businesses that are requiring people to work from home or are having to pretty much shut down completely because of the 100% workforce in-person ban. You guys are an essential business. Talk about what business has been like amid this coronavirus outbreak.
Well, you know, first of all, we were really glad that we were deemed a essential business and we could be open. And I'm glad to do that. As we're a AAA shop, we're also there to help people out if they have problems with their cars on the road or at home. But as it's been going on, we've been finding out that the business is not so good. It's really kind of slow. People are just kind of hunkering down in their houses. Don't see a lot of activity out there with people having problems with their cars.
So this is kind of an interesting thing because you guys are deemed an essential business, and as I know all too well, you guys are essential. But it's tough when you're not getting really enough business. Do you feel like you're getting enough business to remain open and kind of deliver that service?
That's a good thing to ask, because I'm open, but is it worth being open? Because I'm small and I can self-contain a little bit, I can sustain myself and be here for my customers. But there are several of my peers that have closed because they weren't unable to do that. We're a little more diverse with the AAA, and we have the detailing and the repair. So I'm able to sublet that around, you know, in the shop to be able to get it so I can hold my own, maybe by my fingernails, hopefully, for the next few weeks until something changes.
I've talked to a couple business owners who have said that they are probably, in order to keep employees, they're going to have to take pay cuts for themselves or not pay themselves at all. Is that something that you've had to consider?
Oh, yeah. Well, the last person that gets paid is always the owner. You have to take care of your employees. You have to be responsible for them, of course. But what we start to look at if business continues would be, of course, layoffs, which would pay me to do that. But I have to, of course, make sure that I can have the business for many years to come. So if business stays like this and the government deems that it's important for us to keep in this quarantine lockdown that we're in, well, then we might just have to do that. Fortunately, there's some unemployment benefits and things that have been offered that I've been hearing about that might be beneficial to some of the folks that are affected by this.
Do you feel that the government has done a good job of letting you know exactly what the regulations are amid this whole thing?
For me, it was either open or closed, so I don't know how much regulations I would have needed to deal with as far as that goes. But we are here practicing every kind of sanitary way that we can possibly do, sanitizing the keys, wearing gloves, wiping down the steering wheel, wiping down the cars to make sure that we're insulating ourselves from the customers and vice versa, of course. So we're trying to do things like that. And with our detail shop, we can also help with getting the germs and debris and bacteria out of the car to maybe get spread into your car somehow. We also, with our detail shop, we have like a desanitizing service that we can offer.
Is there anything else that you would like to add, anything you'd like our audience to know?
Just for everyone to be safe, be smart, use good old-fashioned common sense when it comes to this kind of thing. We'll all get through it. We'll get through it together, like we've been hearing, to stay calm, and the storm will pass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.